This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 1st of Dhul Hijjah, 1446, and today we're going to be discussing the Umrah and the Hajj, as well as other aspects regarding Dhul Hijjah. So, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba, four schools of thought. The Mufti Saab will be with us in a moment. Remember, these days are noble days, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These days, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there are no days when good deeds are more beloved to Allah azza wa jal than on these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they inquired, Ya Rasulullah, not even jihad in the path of Allah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, then not even jihad in the path of Allah. These are these noble days, narration of Bukhari. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وانا زايد كان جزاك الله خيرا
Mufti Saab, as we know, many Hujjaj have arrived. Can they perform Umrah at this particular time and what is the procedure?
نحمد وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وانا زايد كان جزاك الله خيرا So before we carry on with all that, so let us just as introduction, and then I must tell you one nice story before we really start, like, you know. So, inshallah. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So, you see, today is the 1st of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and few countries. And 90% of the countries, today is the 2nd of Zulhijjah. So that we all can understand. But now there's a movement, and I have a nice book on that, you understood? In Arabic it is, today there are people, they are to have what they call global sightings. Like now, for example, Canada will tell you they sighted the moon, or UK will say they sighted the moon, or Tunisia say they sighted the moon, Nigeria said they sighted the moon, right? So all these countries, so today is the second day already. Saudi, there was no sighting, just forget that. So it's all phantom sighting, you know, they got the shaitans there, the sun just says, they look, they say, right, we saw it, finish enter. So that is their job, they get paid and all that. So their moons are missing. So now I have two, three questions for these global sighting guys. Do you know between South Africa and New Zealand that is a 10-hour time difference. So if you take New Zealand and Saudi, it's 9-hour time difference. So how they will work? And then they say in global sighting that Makkah must be the Marcus. So you must work with Makkah. So if you mean work with Makkah, Makkah, Medina, Masih, but their track record for past 40 years is rotten to the core. So how that is going to work, you see? So therefore, is this a pipe dream? Does we reject it with all the contempt it deserves? There's no such thing as global sighting, you see. So it's not even practical and it's not even matlub in Sharia. So matlub means it's not something that is really required and essential in Sharia. So that is one point we should remember. Second, that remember that yesterday I was there, Darun Zakaria, and alhamdulillah, Maghrib time, the Imam, he read, Wal-Fajri wa-layalin ashir, you see. So we're not even sure that whether the moon will be sighted or not, but the Imam saw was a sharp guy. Who is he? I don't know, one of the students. So he read that ayat, you see, chapter 89, verses, you understand, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we went out after Maghrib, Sunnats, all that. We went to the class, then Hazrat Mufti Sahib is in front and I'm behind. So then we saw the moon. So I told Hazrat Mufti Sahib, because he can't see properly, so I said, see, Hazrat, there's the moon there. It's beautiful, magnificent, you see. Then I read the du'as and everything. So Hazrat was very, very happy and everything. And then he thought, and then we had a wonderful session with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْقَارِهُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْحَاسِدُونَ You see, so this type of things. Anyway, so that is, you understand, one side of the story. Second one story is, what are the virtues of this? The Quran is telling you the virtue itself. in the surah, then Isha time also the surah, the imam he read, another imam, another student, he read the whole surah of Al-Fajr. You see in Isha in the two rakats. Two rakats meaning the qirat, you know, the salat is four rakats obviously. In the qirat, the two rakats, he broke it up. So anyway, that is what happened last night. So the point I'm making, Quran says, chapter 89, verses 1 and 2, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. So always the words of our Ustad, our Shaykh, rings in my ears, you know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَعَنٍ. Verily Allah Jalla Wala only takes an oath on something that is very, very important and significant. Fajr time, how important, three-quarters of the ummah, half the ummah is sleeping. Ba'ala shaitanu fi udhunay, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. People who don't read Fajr Salat on time, they read after sunrise or don't read at all. So the shaitan is urinating in their ears. Yes. So therefore you find the corruption so much in the ummah and so forth. And then walayal in ashr. So Allama Shawkani and them, they say that this jumhur ulama, majority of the scholars, khalafan wa salafa. You must remember previously and nowadays that we agree that it is for the first 10 days, 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So it shows how important it is. And hadith in Tirmidhi and hadith in Ibn Majah, Siyamuha ka siyami sanatin wa qiyamuha ka qiyami laylatul qadr. From today you start fasting, you see. So you get the reward of what? 1 year fasting. And you got qiyam at night time, you make ibadat, you stay away from sins and vices and so forth. So that is making ibadat on laylatul qadr. So imagine what great, great opportunities Allah is giving us. And yet we don't take benefit. And who is to blame? We to blame, obviously. We can't be blaming anybody else. So how many more we will see in our life, we don't know. That only Allah Ta'ala knows. So we should reap and take the maximum benefit. And then al-amalu salih. So in the hadith, just now, Zaid was quoting of Bukhari Sharif, doing good deeds. So any way we can do good deeds, that our charity, our salat, our tilawat of Quran, helping some poor people, and staying away from vices and sins, guard the eyes, guard the tongue, guard the ears, guard the private part, all this kind of thing. Now the weekend will come, then the holidays will come, and all these type of things, you see. So a lot of stories with us also. So we should be very, very circumspect and very, very careful. Then about the Hajis and other people, that before we start with that, the story, I don't think I mentioned it on the A. If I mentioned it, it must be a long time ago. But it's a kisa ajiba wa ghariba, a very strange story. So we went for Hajj, which year it was, I can't remember, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever. So that time there was a partnership between Flywell, this Abu Bakr Ahmed, you know, BRICS, and that side in Durban, TTW, you see, that is Travel and Tour World. They are again together now this year, Hajj also. So anyway, that they were, and Hussein Khan was there. So Hussein Khan, he passed away now. Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. So it was the first of Zulhijjah. So therefore, I want to tell you the story. So we were staying in the Hilton Hotel there in Makkah. Very smart. I love that place to stay there. Very nice, convenient. You just come down straight into the Haram, you know. So now they call it Makkah, Funduke Makkah or something like that. So anyway, so then, now Hussein Khan told me, you must tell everybody, you must be ready. The truck will come, take all the stuff and all that. Then the buses will come and take all the Hajis. You see, first of Zulhijjah, majority of South Africans, they moved them from where? From Makkah to Azizia. Why? Because that's another package, separate. You get people who book in the hotels from the 1st till the 9th, you see. First 8 days they stay there. Then they don't worry about the coming to Mina. Then 9th they come to Arafat, you see that? So that 1 week, that, and then the premiums and the prices are skyrocketing. Send $3,000-$4,000 a night, you see. So that how many dollars, you know how many, if you work it out in rands and all that, you have to remember that, 100,000 rand, I don't know what a night maybe it will work out. So anyway, so like that it is. They don't worry, they don't feel shy to charge, you must remember. So we have to vacate. So now we get all the people out here. Then 2-3 guys come, my bags didn't come. Everybody's luggage is there, all the Hajis are out. So Hussein say, announced that who else bags are missing. So now 18 bags were missing. Now it's a big thing, you know, Hajis. They move from where? From Makkah to Azizia. And now 18 bags are missing. So we go back to Makkah, check there. No, all the bags are out. We check in Azizia, all the bags are there. Now where did it go? We check with the Paskasa guys who brought the people. One day went that the Hajis are really, you know, furious now. So they come to Hussein next day. They say, you know, in that bags, our shopping, we bought this. You will have to compensate us and reimburse us and that. Hussein say, yeah, but just give us some time. We must find it. Then second day went. Again, not can't find it. Now in the meantime, that hotel where we are in Azizia is one star. You know, I always tell them in the lectures, Medina 5-star, Makkah 5-star. When you come there, then you will see 1-star or no star in Azizia. And when you sleep that night in Muzdalifah from Arafat, you're going to go, then you will see 12-13 stars, you see. So anyway, so now these two lifts, you know, that so escalated. So everybody is using one. So we're thinking that the other one is occupied or what, we don't know. Because now and then, you know, the lift store doesn't work or what, you know, it's easier. Like one joke there, that the Wi-Fi doesn't work upstairs, you see. Like now, say I'm on the 3rd floor, 4th floor, 5th floor, so the Wi-Fi don't work there. So then you have to come down to use, the. I have to use Wi-Fi every day. You know, nasiha, answer questions, all that. So then people, because they know I don't like to sit at the bottom, unnecessary panchat, you know, this guy will crack a joke and that girl talk nonsense. So people ask me, you here? I say, yeah, wife is on top and the Wi-Fi is at the bottom, you see. So like that, so that's how it is. After 3 full days, Mona Zahid, so then they were told that the hotel guy, what's wrong with this lift? You understand? So bring the Muhandis, you see. So the Muhandis must come. Everybody did come repairing, they call Muhandis. So the repairman came. So he looked, there the door opened. Lo and behold, all 18 bags are there in the lift. So I made a joke in the lecture because every day I have to give that. I said, no, these 18 bags were making itikaf there in the lift, like you see. So, and the people were laughing now, man. You know that hadith? That person now is in a jungle and the animal went away. And now he said, let me just lay down and wait for death. You understood? There's no food, there's no drink, there's no nothing. So definitely I'm going to die. Then he fall asleep. When he woke up, the animal is back there with all the luggage and everything. So how happy he was. So Allah is more happy than that when a servant makes sincere tawbah. So those people were like that then. So elated and all that. So they nobody got refund there because the bags are there now, you see. So everybody took there. So that was a qissa. It was very, very strange. For 3 days, nobody knew where the bags are, but the bags were under our noses, you see. Inside the lift and there. But they packed it up so much that the lift got jammed. You know, they write the 1,000 kilos, maximum weight. Now you put 1,500, 2,000, then finish. The thing won't move. So like that happened to it, you see. Like that, it got packed up there. So anyway, it was on a lighter note. So let's start now. So the Hajis are there in Azizia. Why Azizia? Makkah means, you understand, to crush, to break our pride, our arrogance. We feel we muster somebody, we come Makkah, we muster nobody. Mina means you must remember the dripping of the blood. Then Arafat means to recognize. You recognize the mercy of Allah. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam, he recognized his honorable wife there. She came down in Jeddah, therefore Jeddah, grandmother. He came down there in Sri Lanka, Ceylon, Adam's Peak, you see. And they walked and they met in Arafat. So lo and behold, that's why it's called Arafat, the ulama have written. Muzdalifa means to combine, because you combine the Maghrib and Isha Salat. Some ulama wrote, that combined there means Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa, they combined there. Meaning they became intimate there. You see, some ulama wrote that also. So now, Azizia. So these are the places you will go. Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Now you're starting Azizia. Why Azizia? So there was a king, you must remember that. And he's the founder, the muassis, the bani. And the founding father of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyyatu Saudiya. So that is the Arabic name. When was that? Then Tarikhul Ta'asis. So when was this established? So write it down. One day you'll remember. 23rd September 1932. They work with the English date, the Gregorian date. They call it Yomul Watani. Yomul. And you must see how they desecrate the Kalima. Inna lila. They make all these mini flags. And then they have celebrations. Then they take the flags and they just fling them, throw them here and there. And every person who does that and sends out of the fold of Islam. You're making tawheen of the Kalima and so forth. So therefore, it must be told to the Saudi government that that Kalima, you must remove it. You're not fit to keep it there. You keep that swords and all that green color, we got no problem. But it's Kalima. You're no more making ta'zim of it, you're making tawheen of it. You're insulting the Ummah and you are desecrating the sacred name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And I saw it so many a time, you see. Because we were there in September for Umrah, for Hajj and Zuhr. So Allah help Allah's mercy. So the term they use is one more Zayd, Yomul Watani, you see. National Day, you see that, like that. So the day of the nation, like you see. Like that. So that is how it started. And then he died in 1953. So 1932 to 1953. So his rule was 20 years, 21 years. Then you got Saud, then he also, they kicked him out and all that. Then Faisal came in 64. He was martyred in 75, you see. And then Khalid came, then Khalid was a good guy, soft guy and all that. 83, he died, then Fahd came. Fahd ruled for long, you understood? But from till 95 he was active, then he got the stroke, then Abdullah was running the show. So anyway, all this happened with this Ali Saud. King Faisal was the best, Rahimahullah. So anyway, Shaheed he was. So now why I'm telling you this? So the founding father is Abdul Aziz. You see, Al-Malik, Jalalatul Malik, Abdul Malik, you see. And bin Abdul Rahman, Ali Saud, and all like that. That's how they say it, you see. So he's MBS grandfather. MBS is Salman's son, Salman's father. Salman's brothers are still there. Ahmad is still there. And the other brothers also. So you must remember, but this Ahmad, they put him under house arrest and all that. He must become the next king. But you know, MBS, the shaitan. Yeah, they put them all away like that. So the point I'm making here is this. So Aziziya, named after Abdul Aziz. You got it now? So this is Wajhud Tasmiyah. Why it's called like that? So for you, you must know that Aziziya is part of Makkah, a suburb of Makkah. Hence, is part of Makkah, is part of the Haram also. 80%, 90% of the people, once they leave Makkah, come to Aziziya, they feel anahur. I'm free now. I'm out of jail. I can do as I please. I saw people, their men, walking around with their shorty pyjama, jockeys also, you understand? Hey, you think they're in Durban Beach or somewhere, you know. So I tell them, bhai, this is haram. And what you're doing? Say, oh, mistake. Woman, you see them just with a nightie, there's that, no scarf they have, don't have scarf like that. Everything, dear makar, you can see, you must remember that. Because they got that mentality. So we must enlighten the Ummah that this is no ordinary place. That ayat of the Quran, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ. That you make intention, just intention, irada, of deviation and oppression, then نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. It's applicable even in Aziziya. We will unleash a painful, terrible punishment for you. So that is the Hajis, by and large, all countries. Then they smoking and drinking kahwa, the azan is going, namaz is finished, they still sitting there. It's a jolly, it's a party atmosphere, carnival atmosphere. You understood? Like that. So then these Saudis, these taxi guys, if you were there in Aziziya 3-4 weeks ago, they will charge you 5 riyals to go to the haram. Then they'll charge you 10 riyals. Now you want to go today. You want to go from Aziziya to Makkah. They'll ask you 50 riyal likulli nafar 50. You talk too much likulli nafarin mi'ah. for every person 50 riyals, 100 riyals. From 5 it went to 50, from 50 it goes to 100. And you don't take it or leave it, bye-bye, no-bye, lay-bye, good-bye, finish. It's like that. So the arrogance, you must remember that. So one day, I'm with a taxi guy. So I tell him, Sheikh, Nahnul Hujjaj min Junubi Africa, we have come from South Africa. MashaAllah, antum minu antum su'ada, yola yein makkah, and all you make, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So I say, in this wall, ya samahat al Sheikh, you see, make him feel important. Hey, for good old Sheikh and all that, a taxi driver. So that you must remember that I told him, Sheikh, me, I want to make qurbani now. You see, I want to make qurbani, nahar, I want to do now and all that. Say, la 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 la, ya Jews, you see, kaifa like this ba'alan and all that. You see, how you slaughter? I say, Sheikh, if I can't make qurbani now, then how you're making qurbani of all the hajis? You understood? You charge us 50 riyals, 100 riyals. So then you will see the face changes. Say, no, azahma, azahma. See the crowd and see our time and us and all. But the message goes through to them, you see. But they don't bother. But it's something Allah put in my head. Catch them like this. You know. It's real, what you say in English, exploiting the public and fleecing them, you must remember. Petrol is so cheap there, and we are the guests of Allah, and you are really exploiting the market, and so forth and so on. Now the Saudi regime, they will tell you that khidmatul hujjaj sharafun lana. But I saw the tents today, somebody sent to me from there, the day in Amina, you know. The Sahu guys and the agents and us and all that. So some of them, they know me. So they sent it to me today. If you look at where South Africans are, if you know where's Mina, so on one side are the Jamarat, right? Mm-hmm. And on the other side, where it ends, you must remember, is the Mathbah, is the Avatar. That's where it ends. So the South Africans are right there by the ending side. If you just walk a little bit, you're out of Mina and then you will enter into Muzdalifah. To walk in that intense heat, you know, 40, 50, 45, 50 degrees, and there's 1 million, 2 million people there at that time, and you have to go and pair, it will take you easily 2 hours. You understand? Now imagine with your woman and all. Me, I never made Hajj yet, alhamdulillah. We were always right in front, with Allah's help, you understood? But whole lot, it's too expensive to be there now. As it is, when this package is 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 per person, depending how many star you want and all that. So what will happen if you want special services? They'll tell you another 100,000, 150,000. You follow? So that it is. So that is what we should, this is just introduction so we know where we are going. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So now you are in Medina Munawwara. So from Medina Munawwara, you're coming to Makkah with intention of Umrah. Because you're performing Tamattu Hajj. I just want to give you the overview. Any questions you got, you must just make a note, Mazai, then you can ask it. So I'll stop after Umrah, then you ask the question. Then I'll do the Hajj, and then you ask the question. So now to come from Medina to Makkah, you got various options. You can take a taxi, you can go by train, you can go by plane, you can go from there, Medina to Jeddah and Jeddah. I used to do that most of the time. I used to tell Hussein, never mind, I'll pay my own. But they used to pay. So that I can't wait in this taxi and bus and all that. I'll just go, and then from there I'll jump. Yeah, for the taxi we used to pay. So taxi, you go to Makkah, and I wait for the Hajis there, you see. Make it easy like that, you see. 30 minutes, 40 minutes flight. Jeddah to Medina, Medina, Jeddah like that. Or Khutu to Saudiyah. That is how it is, you see. They give you one juice, or they give you one cup of Zamzam, or if it's like, you know, iftar time or something, or dates or something like that. So it just depends. I told you that one Hajj, what happened to me. So I used to spend time right there in Medina till Hajj day. You see. So now that one day I went in the morning, 8 o'clock, whatever, 9 o'clock. So that guy, he looked at me, he asked me like, you have a tapsi or what? So I said, what you mean? He said, this ticket is for 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening, not now. You must go back. So my wife was with me. I told him, Sheikh, wallahi, that guy made a mistake. And for real, you must be. I'm a haji. You can see we in Ihram. We must be there in Mina. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. And that haji started already. People in Mina and I'm sitting in Medina at the airport. They say, okay, sit down. After half an hour or so, he called me. He said, Tal, Say, okay, we got place on this plane, 2 seats. You do, yes, a boarding pass, everything go. Oh, jazakallah khair, Sheikh. And we'll make dua for you. Then he's happy then. You see, it's right. So we make dua for the whole ummah. So he's included, you see. Now we land in Jeddah. So now that time I knew the ways, you see. Like now you put send me now, I won't know. So then we know, must go Muassasa's office. So they are in charge, right? So we go there, that guy is blowing his gasket, Ya Haji, Ta'akharta Ya Haji, like that. So I said, never mind Ta'akharta and all that. Now you must look after all my luggage here, you see, because no time for hotel, we're going Mina. And you must arrange now transport, because all paid for. He got upset with me. So he called a bus, 50-seater bus, you see. Who's the passengers? Only me and my wife, the driver, you see. So now we pitch up about a quarter to 12, 12 o'clock there. So the people wondering, who's this? And only 2 passengers in the plane. And then we came off, you see. So like that. But I know where to go, like with Allah's help, you see. So then we went, and the whole time we were there. Yes. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Yes. So that, because you come back, it's too expensive. So you stay in Medina, is all right. And you just come Hajj time like that. And after Hajj, you go out like that. So anyway, you stay in Aziz, you stay in Mina, that extra day and all that, so everything cooled down very easy. Cut long story short, now what transport you going to use? Nowadays, most people go by train. So where must you make intention? Make intention in Masjid Nabawi, make intention in your hotel, make intention by the Mahattatul Qitar. Mahattatul Qitar, Qitar is your train station, there's a masjid there also. So facilities are good, you see. I never travel by train there, Makkah, Medina is yet. So anyway, they call it Qitarul Haramain Sharifin. Millions of people are using it now. It's very efficient. So cut long story short, so you can use that. If you're going by bus or taxi, so you stop there by Bir Ali, Abar Ali. And then if you don't want to stop, make intention in Masjid Nabawi and you go straight. So like that, plane hardly anybody uses now because now all you have to change and all. So and otherwise you're going by plane, you make intention there at the airport, you see. So like that. Then you'll come there to Makkah and en route. So what you do there? You first read 2 rakat salat, you make your intention for Umrah. Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayasira li wa taqabbala minni. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Right? And now you're in ihram. So then as much as possible, read labbaik loudly. The man, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'imata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Ayyul hajji afdal ya Rasulallah, al-ajju wa sajju, al-ajju raf'u sawt ayli talbiyah, raise your voice for talbiyah. وَسَجُّ إِرَاقَةُ الدَّمْ, that slaughter, sacrifice the animal, the hadi, what our people call damai shukr. You got now? So رَوَاهُ tirmidhi, sahih hadith that is. So anyway, so we carry on now. Now we reach Makkah, go hotel, these days. You may be perspiring, you may be feeling hungry. You can take a shower, male, female. You ladies want to change your clothing, underwear, or you can change. The men, you want to change your ihram. So maybe you went with the lungi, or you want to wear a lungi, it's all permissible, no problem. No soap, no shampoo, no lotion, nothing like that. Because you're in ihram. Then you go, you're still reading labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Then you go down. Now you're entering Masjidul Haram, the holiest place in the whole entire world. And then first time you see the Baytullah, then your tears will start rolling. Ya Allah, I'm a sinner, I'm a transgressor, and you invited me, hey Allah. Then stand one side and make your du'as. Your du'as are accepted then. Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimullah, taught us one du'a. Ya Allah, accept this du'a of mine and every subsequent du'a. So I must become a person who's what? Mustajabud da'wat. You see? Person whose du'as are accepted like that. Now you go down, down, you're still reading the bake. Now you're going to perform the tawaf for Umrah. Now when you're going to start the tawaf, then you stop the labbaik. In tawaf, no labbaik. In Safa Marwa, no labbaik. Okay? So you must know that there. So then you, the man, so only for the man, so you'll make istiba. Istiba means your right shoulder, you will expose it. All this time is covered. Now you will expose the right shoulder. Why? To show we're imitating, emulating him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Yuhibbukum Allah, you become the beloved of Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. You got it? So that is, you must remember what we should do. Which is the best dua to make? Na in tawaf, third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Then when you pass in the hatim, the semicircle, read salawat, durood sharif. Now you come into Rukni Yamani. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. 70 angels say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Hadith in Ibn Majah. You see that? So now remember, for you the man, the first three rounds you must make ramal, like you are running. Running not loud like sprinting, just like jogging, you know, for a little bit. So to show that we're still tough and strong, you see, we're not weak. Like the Kufar used to say, they came to Makkah and all that, or Medina, they got weak and this and all that. So first three rounds, and that is for Ramal. And Ishtiba, all seven rounds. Remember that the right shoulder. After you finish that, then you cover your right shoulder. Any du'as you can read, all the Rabbanas and all that. From Rukni Yamani to Ajri Aswad, best du'a, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana tawakina adhabana. You will hear everybody reading that du'a there. So like that it is. So seven times you go round. Anywhere there you find place, in the masjid, outside the masjid, in your hotel, so you read your two rakat salat, you see. So all that. When my parents went, 63, they used to explain to me, Hajj was on a Friday. My beloved father, mother, and my nanima, my mother's mother, she passed away 27 night. She was a real waliullah, you know. When we were young, then we used to sit on the tapet, on the lino. Or we sit on the cement, we don't bother, man. We used to walk kalfoot, you know, bare feet. And so nanima used to come, she'd say, sit down, I tell your stories. She'll tell us about Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali, about Imam Abu Hanifa, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Now when nanima, I'm speaking of 60 years ago, you understand? Now, so till today, in the 60 years of mine, that I haven't found some references of the waqiyah she told us. But that's not important. She instilled the love of Allah Jalla Wala. She instilled the love of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She instilled the love of Sahaba and Awliyaullah in our hearts. Today, the mother, Nanima, Dada, majority got no sense themselves. They will tell the children, come sit here, we watch a movie together. Come sit here, we watch the soccer match together. So what love are you instilling in the children, in the grandchildren? Then we are the ones to complain. In the olden time, they used to instill the parents, the grandparents this. So that is how we grew up, you see. It wasn't important to give reference and all that. It was important to teach us. We used to cry, you understood, and all. Say, what sacrifices and all that. So like that it was. So they took her, my father took his mother-in-law, like that. So how I took my mother-in-law with Allah's help. So anyway, you must remember that. But she made Hajj before in 1955. We told her just come, 92 we took her. With Allah's help, you see. So anyway, and that was the year of the war. We only arrived there in Arafat, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 50 degrees, 45 degrees, you know. So anyway, so that's a long story. So when you finish that now, so now you read your two rakat salat anywhere, you drink zamzam. You make dua, you make istilam again, that is the ninth istilam. It's sunnat, if you must sit out, there's no penalty or anything. You go towards Safa Marwa. Now remember, for tawaf, you must have wuzu. Safa Marwa, you better to have wuzu, but if your wuzu breaks, no problem, you just carry on. Now mistake 80% of the hajis and the people make. When they go to Safa and Marwa, they raise their hands like this, like how you're reading salat, you raise your hand to your ears, that's wrong. So that is not the sunnah, that is bid'ah. So sunnah is you raise your hands like how we make dua. At Safa also and Marwa also. And they got blue lines there on the ground. So you must stand on that line, then you know you're facing the Qibla. You see? You're facing the Kaaba Musharrafa. Any du'as you want to, first praise Allah, then Durood Sharif and all that, then all the Rabbana, any language. Even in Tawaf and Sa'i, any language you make, obviously that is Arabic is better, Quranic du'as, Ahadith du'as. Safa to Marwa, now Tawaf, Hajre Aswad to Hajre Aswad is one round, so seven rounds it is, seven circles, Safa to Ashwat. And before you read your Salat and Safa Marwa, your right shoulder all will be closed. Now here, when you come to Safa Marwa, Safa to Marwa is one, Marwa to Safa is two. So you're going to start at Safa and end at Marwa. You got it like that. So the best dua here, the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, La sharika lahu, lahu mulku, lahu alhamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, biyadil khair, wa wa ala kulli shayin qadir, like that, you see. So that is the best dua. And you make the dua. Now it's finished. Umrah, 2 hours is done, two and a half hours. If you're making very, very long dua, all this big traffic there, lot of people, then 3 hours. Now you, the man, you go to the barber who shave your hair, you see. That is the proper way. And you get triple sawab. And the people who make muqassirin, one sawab. So why must you deprive yourself? And if the majah, there's an ajib hadith on that. Why you don't want to shave? Because you're proud. You see, so it's to break our pride also. And that, so that is why we're wearing the haram. That is why we're reading the bake. We are non-entities. We must have nobody. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the biggest, the greatest, the mightiest and all that. So the majesty of Allah, the sovereignty of Allah, the authority of Allah, all that. Then a woman, you must go to your hotel. You don't have to wait for your husband and your brother and son and father. You just take the scissor, you did everything, you made your tawaf, you did your salat, you made your sa'i. Just take it and turn your hair, you understand? Just take all your hair together, turn it around your little finger or so 1 inch and you just cut it. You're out of the haram. See? Finish, umrah, finish. The men go to the barber. If you're a barber yourself or you know how to cut, now you tell me to cut my hair, maybe I'll injure myself, you know. So just to save the 10, 20, like now this will be 30, 40, 50 riyals also. So everything is rice per size. Every day the price changes also. You know how it goes on there. Saudis don't have one price, you must remember that. And the barbers also are like that. They busy. 24 hours they open. So that only time maybe they close is salat time, you know. They eating, they drinking, they everything, they inside the barber shop. So that is how it goes. So anyway, so all that, now you're free. Then you will stay in your normal clothes. And now, so now anything to do with Umrah, Marona, any questions?
Uftisab, if a person has a scab on his head, then does he have to shave?
Remember, if you got some injury or you got this, then you shave and just leave that portion a little bit, you understand? Or otherwise, just cut a little bit and so forth. Minimum, you have to cut the hair. Hanafis is like masa, quarter of the head. It don't mean you just cut quarter. It means you cut everywhere collectively is quarter. You follow what I'm saying? So that is minimum. And then Shafi, they say one hair, three hair. Like that. Even so, they just take a scissor and they cut you. Like that, so that is Shafi's and them. But best is 100% if possible and, you know, able to, then we must shave the hair. Always remember that. So that's one. Any other question?
No.
Right. So now on the 8th of Zulhijjah, so that is Wednesday next week. So don't wait for the morning now, you Ajis. The morning, the water will be finished, will be very cold. So that now Tuesday night, you must be ready. Take your ghusl, everything. Wednesday morning, there's a buzz in that hotel, any hotel. Now we're going, Hajj is starting, you see. They're already putting all the mattresses. But there, the mattress I saw in that photo they sent me, it looks very, very thin-like, because I suppose it's a non-special service. If it's special, they give us very thick mattress. Yeah, I see a little bit, they shrinked it or what, I don't know. But that's what it seems to me, you see, I don't know. But what's the story? With the Saudis, you can't be. You can expect any funny thing. They will give you an inferior mattress, but the price will be superior. They operate like that. You know? It's nothing to do with Yu'minuna bil Ghaib. The whole Hajj is commercialized. Even pebbles, they're selling $4, the harami MBS. So now if 1 million people buy that, it's $4 million for them. $4 per pack for that. tilting, you know, like that. So imagine now, even that, when I used to lecture in Newcastle and that, you know, from those days I started the such lectures. So I should tell them, remember, Hajj, you pay everything, only the pebbles you'll get free. Now that example also don't work. And I gave them the story the other day, you understood, and yeah, I gave it to her. So then there was an old baji, he was going for Hajj. So I sat in the passage, the woman sat there in the kitchen, and the man sat here. And if there's extra flow of men, we just put them on the floor, take all the chairs away, put for the woman, you say like that. So anyway, on the carpet, they sit like that. So I'm explaining to them that, you know, in ihram, you the men, you can't wear your underwear, your jockey and all that brief and whatever. No. So this Baji, when it was Q&A, first thing he picked up, I said, Ji Baji, he said, can women wear underwear in ihram? But the way he asked it, he was so sincere, you know. But before I could answer anything, the whole crowd, men, women, everybody was laughing. So that was in Newcastle. It was the joke of the year, like, you know. Baji asked this question, you understand? Women, everything is the same. Underwear, clothing, all same the way, you understand? Same meaning that they can change their clothes, but they wear the same clothes, what I mean. They don't wear towels, you know, like us, you must remember. So anyway, so that joke you can't forget. He passed away, bichara. Allah gave him jannah to fill those.
I mean,
but it wasn't he was a sincere person asking the question, you know. He wanted to know, like you see. That so, but bichara, after he never asked any question, you see, dangerous to ask questions here. So that now you're going to go for Hajj. So you're fastening ihram. Same thing, only in one word you change. Ya Allah, inni uridul hajja fayasirhu li wa taqabbalu minni. Umrah is feminine and hajj is masculine. For ye, you will say fayasirhu li wa taqabbalu minni. Umrah, you will say fayasir hali wa taqabbalha minni. And then labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Right? The people are anxious now. People working first time. When they come there, they just see, it's known as a tent city, you see. So that in 97, the tents burnt, you understood that? Big fire. When we came back, they put right through, fireproof tents. For that, you must give the Saudis credit. Nobody could do that. Nobody. They got, I don't know, 1,000 tents from here and there and fireproof and what. And in 2 days, they made the whole city awake. You see, they said, this is too dangerous, all these tents like that. So from 97, they got fireproof tents. So anyway, so all that happens now, so Mina is straightforward. Half the people come, half don't come also. Half of them are in Makkah or Azizia. So Zohar time, Asr time, Maghrib time, Isha time, and then you go and then Fajr time. So that is first day, all Sunnah. So what must you do? Read the Takbir, read the Labbaik, read the Mixikr, read Quran and all that, you see. But one aspect we used to do, and the youths were very effective in there. So I see our group. Now I know one person. His name is Suleiman Esop. So other guys, I know. I see Suleiman, come here. You are the man in charge and you will be the treasurer now. I'm going to announce your name 5 times. Whatever currency the people got, they got rials, they got rands, they got dollars, they got pounds, they got rupees, give it to you. We will then change it, you see. And then every day we will send out a team to give the poor people. We give them food, we give them juice, we give them fruit. You must see how the people behave. Water, they capsize you. And you must just say one word. Buy everything and just say, Sabil, 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 Sabil. The crowd will come from all 4 directions. You must remember that. Sabil, Nani's Fatiha. You understood? Free of charge. You must remember that. So like that, the youngsters used to enjoy. You say, when are we going again? I said, this time you'll go, don't worry. They used to enjoy that. I told them, go, just see it. I used to do a lot before. Now we got old and I sent the youngsters. So I said, just say Sabil, all of you. They will see how the people will come. So they say, even the police left his job when he came there by us to take send water and juice and all that. It's so hot. Then the next day, second day, now Wednesday is your Hajj starting. Arafat is Thursday next week. So Thursday morning, you're still in Mina, so you read Fajr Salat there. and you read your takbir, takbir at tashriq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. First read labbaik and then you read takbir. Read takbir and then labbaik. Both permissible. Don't make issues out of tissues, you understand? Both ways, al-babu wasi'un. So remember that. They're all acceptable. And thereafter, so then after sunrise, you will go to first day Makkah or Aziyah to Mina after sunrise. I used to go by bus, so it always used to go after sunrise. And I tell him, no, I look after the old people. I myself don't want to walk, you understand? What Matakut must make work, and I'll just sit in a bus, you understand? So they'll wait for me as it is, say in the lectures or whatever, and all this is all right. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And then you go, this one, yeah, Mina to Arafat, I don't advise anybody to walk. It's 45, 50 degrees. The walk is 3 hours. Arafat is your essence of Hajj. You come there, you walk. Now, afternoon, when it's the real time, you finish tired. Now, you see, guys are sleeping. Guys don't know what to do. No energy left because of the heat. So what good is that, I'm asking you, you see? So that you call al-fiqhul waqi, you must know what to do at what time. So the going the bus is paid for. The agents, they don't like. Because if everybody have to go by bus, they have to get more buses. They have to pay. So they encourage, you understand, walking. They'll tell you, you know how much sawab you get. The agent is telling them, you know, you get 70,000 steps and thus and thus and there. Age for every step, 70,000 and thus 100,000. The thousands are just moving. But the real reason, I tell them, I say, you mustn't go by bus. Sometimes the agents will get upset with me. Say, no, I said, no, it mustn't do like that. What is the truth? We must speak like that. You see? So I say, I'm going by bus, and I'm going to encourage all of you to go by bus. But if still you want to go walking, I can't stop you. You understood? But this is my mashura to you all. Even now, I tell them. So anyway, then you're there, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in Arafat, they give breakfast there. They don't give breakfast there in Mina. And then there in Arafat, they don't speak of special services. Now, these motas, I'm not sure about. They're not special, where they put them there. So there must be same thing, I think. I think so, I'm not sure. So anyway, you must remember one thing, drink a lot of liquid. You see, that is very important. Then you'll be all right. You don't eat so much, but liquid. I used to push down liters and liters, you understand? The water, the juice, and all. Because eating, I eat a little bit. Because why? We don't touch the chicken, we don't touch the meat. Eat fish, eat, you understand, all this vegetable, fruit, like that, you see, like that. Just make guzara, like, you know. So they just carry on like that. So then I tell everybody, sleep. Yeah. Just sleep. But you know, our guys, two guys will sleep, but if I sleep in, they make panchat also. You understood? You know, our South Africans. So that it is, you must remember. So what happens is this, that, and that. So then I tell them 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, everybody wake up, you see. Now you go take ghusl for the men only. So how are you going to take ghusl? So you take ghusl, you find a 5-liter bottle. They got showers now in Arafat, very nice. But now the queues are also so long. So now you just take a 5-liter bottle, 2-liter bottle, you leave your lower garment on. You don't take that off, obviously. And then, and it's only for the man, you take the upper garment and just pour water. It's so hot. You don't have to use towel, nothing. In 1 minute, you'll be dry already. 2 minutes, you're dry. Just make that, just do that, finish your husu, ghusl, everything done. Then you come back, get ready. And then, so you must remember that what you're going to do. Then we get to wait for Zohar time to start. Now we know that what time was Zohar and all that. In Mina is very nice. So in Mina, that Masjid Khayf is there, you can hear. Masjid Namira's Azan, you don't hear everywhere. So you must remember. So then we know what time is Azan. I tell one guy who's a Muazzin. Sometimes it's Muazzin, you see, from a Masjid. Any Masjid in South Africa like that. Or Malawi, or Zambia, whatever. Whichever group. I say, who's Muazzin? I say, you can give Azan. Everybody want to give Azan in Arafat. I say, no, you'll give Azan. Then we're making Jama. We read Zohar, and then we read Takbir, and then Labbaik, and then we read Asr. Whole afternoon is Dua, Dua, Dua. What you going to do? You must complete your Quran Sharif. What you going to do? You must say, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. Because that Ahad, that covenant, that pledge, so that we took there in Arafat. You see, in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad is mentioned. And third, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And then the du'a'i wa du'a'u al-anbiya min qabli. La ilaha illallah wahdahu. La sharika lahu lahul mulku lahul hamdu wa la kulli shay'in qadir. Hadith in Tirmidhi. I used to always take munajat maqbool with me. So it's for 7 days. So I used to read the whole thing, you see. Then whatever du'as you want to make, then we have ijtimai du'a, you see. So say 6 o'clock is sunset, just example. It now will be 7 o'clock, plus minus. So because it's summer, 7 o'clock, 5, 7:05, 7:10. Right? So anyway, so then Mawla Musa Akudi, I tell him he'll make the du'a. So most of the time I have to tell him. Then when he wasn't there, then I used to make the du'a like that, you see. So whoever, so he's there, we just give everybody a chance, like, you know, make du'a and all that. But once this radio story came, then I used to make the du'a. They said, no, they don't want to be on radio and these lot of stories. So like that it is. You see, 1 hour we give for the du'a. And then half an hour before sunset, Hussein Khan will come, chalo, 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 everybody in the bus. You still half an hour, 40 minutes left for sunset, but until you get in the bus. So everybody say, but we do. See, I make du'a in the bus. Then I told the people, why? Because as soon as sunset comes, the buses just get the gap to move, they can move. Now if you're going to wait for that and all that, but most of the time we just wait 1 hour and then it starts moving, you see. Then that one day I advise you to walk, it's night time, because the bus can take 3 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. Then Muzdalifa, you go to Maghrib and Isha, you pick up your pebbles, and then you make, then you go to next day Mina, and you go to Pelt, and there's a big shaitan only, no dua. Then you're sacrificing, the agent will tell you when it's done, and then you cut your hair. Now you're out of ihram, everything is done. And then you must, before you make ziyarat of your wife, you must go make tawafu ziyarah. Remember that. Our guys are now hungry, you know. We'll go check the wife up a little bit. So you go make tawaf in normal clothes. And then you make safa, marwa, all that. You did 2 rakats in normal clothes. Then hajj is finished, basically. Then at 10, 11, 12, 13, you must pelt in the afternoon, all 3 jamarat. And then, and you must stay there, you must remember. Our people, 90%, they don't stay. They stay in Azizia. According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, it's wajib to stay in the. If you don't stay at all there in a Mina, there's a dumb compulsory upon you. Hanafi says, Sunnat Muakkada. So the Mawlana himself, the one to stay there, what do you expect? You understand what I'm saying? So there's a problem. And so I have to make sure we get the guys to stay, some of them. So I have to stay like that and stay for the 13th day. And then after Zohar, then we all make dua. Everybody's crying, Al-Wida, Al-Wida, O Mina, we're leaving you now. When we'll come back, we don't know. 2019, we left, didn't go back, you see. It rained in Arafat for 2 hours. What the hajj. So that, and it came in my heart, you know. That maybe this will be our last hajj, we don't know. And if you really happen like that, after that was covered, and corona and all this nonsense, you understand? And then MBS came into it. Worse than corona is him, so I remember. So I told them that they're selling that pebbles $4. I say you must take and pelt on him. You see, like that. So you saw today, I sent it out, the youth mask movement. Yeah. So that's what we want. They must topple them up. All these Arab regimes. Wasting our time there. Even in Egypt is starting. Even in Tunisia is starting. So inshallah, the Shabab are rising, you see. So it's Allah's system. He'll use somebody, you must remember. The Haaretz writes yesterday, why America and this thing, and Israel can't defeat the Houthis, human. I say you can do whatever you want to. My belief, our belief is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 4 du'as for the people of Yemen and no du'a for Najdis. That is the answer, khalas. Yes. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, what you going to say? So anyway, so then it's tawaful wida and then khalas your hajj. You see. So that is the thing. So inshallah, we make dua all the hajjis, mashallah, they make hajj nicely and not just. So I always say, perform hajj, perform umrah, a quality hajj, a quality umrah, a quality ziyarat. Not just going through the motions and just getting done with it. That's not hajj, you must remember. So that right now we finish now. So inshallah, so next week, Thursday, inshallah, there'll be live khutbah, we will take it, and then Moana Zahid Khan will translate and all that, and he'll make dua also maybe. So inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward you, make dua for the ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voices of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.